not only is it to legalize medicinal marijuana in the state of Missouri, the real point of the petition is to lock 2% of those funds. And what those 2% of funds will go towards is veteran benefits, early childhood education, and public safety. And everybody knows in the state of Missouri, they have struggled for years. And they're near the bottom of the, as far as the state, they're near the bottom of the country for early childhood education. So this is just one more attempt to improve that in the state of Missouri. So it, there really are a lot of benefits in the initiative that's going to be placed on the ballot, because not only will it help veterans, it'll also help, you know, the children of Missouri, especially to start that early education. Not recreational, it's medical marijuana. And if you look at the bullet points on the top of that petition, it goes through, you know, it would decriminalize the possession of medical marijuana. It would also decriminalize growing certain amounts of marijuana for personal use. So it pretty much piggybacks the rest of the country and where they're headed with the medicinal marijuana. It's very similar to other states, states like Michigan. It was like states like Colorado, they're now recreational. Nevada was the same thing. It was medicinal, now it's recreational. California, it's still medicinal. So that's kind of where it's headed. We just want to make sure, and the whole point of this petition is not necessarily to legalize the marijuana, which it will in November. This will hit the voting ballot in November. The main point is the 2%, because, you know, everybody wants this to go towards something. You know, they're expecting almost $1 billion in revenue. So 2% is very substantial. A lot of people always ask me, you know, oh my God, it's only 2%. What's that going to help? Well, 2% of $1 billion is going to help.